Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, distinguished country representatives, excellencies, invited guests, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. First of all, I would like to congratulate the new Director General of the FAO, Dr. Ku Dongju, upon his appointment to this auspicious position. I count on him to deliver on his promises to take the organization to greater heights. Equally, I would like to thank Dr. Da Silva, the outgoing FAO DG, for the great work he has done over the last 8 years. I bring greetings and best wishes of the government and people of the Seychelles to each and every one of you meeting here today for a noble universal cause. We stand here in solidarity. We seize the opportunities which you are presented with to make a difference to the lives of millions still plagued by hunger and malnutrition. We solemnly pledge to a world without hunger. We continue to work in harmony towards the goals of the organization. A united front is vital to tackle the many challenges which we are confronted with, among them global warming and climate change. As a small island developing state of the Indian Ocean, we are spared of the miseries of migration of people in search of better lives. We stand alongside those who are faced with such a trauma. As much as world peace is a major ingredient which underlies the progress of mankind, each member state invariably bears the responsibility of meeting the SDGs to the best of its ability. But the seas of the world face huge challenges which are disproportionate to their size. They are highly vulnerable to the many man-made and natural calamities, both within and outside their frontiers. These impact strongly on their natural resources. The natural resources of seas, such as land, water, and qualified human resources, are most limited, hindering efforts in more appreciable level of food and nutritional security. Obesity and cardiovascular diseases plague our labor force. External food dependence in excess of 80% by weight gives a false sense of security. Seychelles, as a seat, is nonetheless determined to make a difference in the life of its people and to meet their aspirations of adequate food and good nutrition. The launch of a comprehensive agricultural plan in October 2018 does justice to the long CADEP process and the eventual National Agricultural Investment Plan. It crowns further the role of partnership towards meeting the SDGs. I have set targets to raise our national food production for crops and livestock to meet 50% of national consumption by 2021. Currently, local production averages some 20% of the national consumption. Progress will come with a helping hand. I am very appreciative to our organization for the portfolio of support through the Country Programming Framework 2018-2021 in addressing the many gaps in natural resources management towards a better national and nutritional security. On this note, I call on the FAO to relook at the current mode by which donor funds are being distributed and used for technical assistance, as I am sure that in many instances, technical assistance do not get to fruition and remain just plans, as they do not impact directly on the lives of our people. I am also thankful to the many international organizations present here today, such as the IFAD, the European Union, the Kuwaiti and African Development Banks, SADC and COMESA, for their assistance. I seek the blessing of the One on High to garner our strength and endeavor towards the goals at hand. May we come back in 2 years' time to report on the positive progress that we have made towards meeting the SDGs. I thank you for your attention.